Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for April 16th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up, we put together renders of the new navigation system that's coming to Android P. We've been talking about this for quite a while, but now we finally have put together the details from a source and know more or less how things will work. While the new system will be like the iPhone 10 in some ways, the pill button that Google leaked last week will still function as a home button. Check out our renders at 9to5google.com for a better understanding of how this works. It's not that easy to describe with words. Next up, Google today launched the final developer preview of Android Things ahead of its upcoming stable release. Developer Preview 8 focuses on production-focused console improvements, managing apps, and permissions. This feature-complete SDK means that there will be, quote, no more breaking API changes before the stable 1.0 release of the SDK, unquote. Finally, a report today out of French media says that Google is one of many companies considering acquiring Nokia's health division, previously known as Y-Things. Of Nokia Health's signature products are an analog-digital hybrid fitness wearable, a digital thermometer, several smart scales, and a sleep sensor. All of these could potentially be a great addition to the Google Hardware or Nest divisions within the Mountain View company. Read these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google App Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.